ABC Radio Australia.
When Ryan Farran started making videos of himself flying to some of the most remote parts of Papua New Guinea, he wasn't sure anyone would watch them. But with a following of almost 250,000 people on YouTube, it turns out he was wrong. The young father of three has spent the past 6 years flying missionaries into all corners of the country, and now he's taking people around the world along for the ride.
I fly mainly for our own missionaries that live out in these really remote jungle areas out in Papua New Guinea. So really my job as a pilot is to really be their lifeline. Like I fly them in and out, their supplies, I fly their food. They have like building things, like if they're building an aid station or school, I fly all of their supplies. So really like they're full on lifeline for them to even be able to live out there.
And how did you actually sort of end up doing this job?
Well, I grew up as a missionary kid, so I've been around missions pretty much my whole life. So I kind of already knew that there was a huge need for missionary pilots. So really in college is kind of the time that I decided that that's the career choice that I wanted to do. A bit odd for some to be thinking as a career choice to go do this, but that's what I chose. We've been living kind of a total of about 6.5 years in Papua New Guinea. So I think I've been flying for about 5 years there.
And what gave you the idea to start making these videos that you now post online and have sort of garnered such a huge following around the world?
Yeah, I think it started maybe 2.5 years ago. I was actually doing an Amazon business right about the time COVID hit, and I was getting out of that and I wanted something else to spend my weekends doing something creative. And I had kind of contemplated over the past few years making videos because I thought I think people would really enjoy seeing a different aspect about aviation, especially in Papua New Guinea and operationally. So I just started making videos, not really sure if anybody actually be interested in watching them. And it really blew up. And so, I didn't know people would actually want to watch this stuff. So that's kind of how I started.
Your YouTube channel has almost 250,000 subscribers, which is a huge amount. What do you think it is that people really love about the videos that you're making?
I would say probably the most comments that I get are just, they like the fact that I'm just telling people what I'm doing. I try to keep it as layman terms in case someone's not a pilot or I don't want to go too technical, but I really just share really my thought process on everything I'm doing, the reason why I'm going around the mountain or the cloud this way, or what I'm going to do if I'm, you know, having to not be able to land or something like that. So I think just explaining everything I'm doing, I'm thinking is, I don't know, intriguing. It kind of brings them along on the flight with me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can really see that in the videos. It's sort of like you're in the plane with you. Now, flying in Papua New Guinea is notoriously quite challenging. Can you tell us about some of the most difficult situations you've been in?
Really, for the first, I'd say probably like year, it was very stressful. I mean, I flew in Oklahoma where it's just like flat ground. There's no mountains. There's no weather. For Papua New Guinea, it's microclimates where it's changing every single afternoon. It's different. Yeah, there's been a couple of times where weather just didn't permit me to either get into a valley to land or something. It's pretty rare, but those times we just end up turning back and heading back to where we took off from. We try not to do that because fuel is pretty expensive over there. But as far as like difficult situations, yeah, I think for the first maybe year, there's a couple of really stressful situations where unexpected winds and downdrafts on landing, things like that. And I just learned from those mistakes and adjusted how I did things so that those type of things wouldn't happen in the future.
Now, another thing that's really striking about your videos is just how beautiful the scenery is. Is that something you enjoy about flying in PNG?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think anywhere in the world, creation is really beautiful. I mean, it has a lot of really great things to look at. I love finding different waterfalls there. I mean, I can't believe how many waterfalls there are in Papua New Guinea. And they're coming out of mountains that are all the way up to like 15,000 feet. And there's still water coming out of the sides of the mountain. It's just unreal. So yeah, you never get bored flying around PNG for sure.
And what parts of Papua New Guinea do you fly into?
Well, we're in Goroka, which is kind of the middle of Papua New Guinea. We cover most of Papua New Guinea on our flights.
And can you tell me a little bit about the sort of work that missionaries are doing in these places and how often they sort of need to come and go, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so our missionaries are working out into these remote areas usually for around 3 months at a time, and then they have like a couple weeks off or so. But a lot of times our missionaries are out there for, I mean, years. Our main focus there is to present the gospel. So PNG is actually made up of over 800 language groups, like different languages. So it takes years for these missionaries to learn a language that's never been written down. So they learn the language. They come up with an alphabet. They teach these people how to read and write their own language. They teach them the Bible. They start up elementary schools for the kids. They also start up like aid stations and things like that. So our main focus would be presenting the gospel, but our secondary focus is also to help just their physical needs as well. Yeah, so I think I fly for about 35 different locations in all of Papua New Guinea.